I'm trying on some clothes right now, trying to get ready for the rest of my week. You know, it's not like Houston, you know, it's actually cold here. you know.
Right. And listen, we got cheese one morning. I walked out there. It was cold. So I decided I was gonna go ahead and put on a little wrap, you know. But by that noon, you know, that noon at 12 p.m. it was blazing hot yet again. So I'm so jealous of you right now.
I'm so my son is too.
Oh my God, I love cool weather, cold weather. I love it because I get to put a turtleneck, you know. I get to put on a coat. You understand me? I got to fly a little trip. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I like it when it gets cold. I get to at least halfway dress fly. I like the cars and the boots and the, you know, all of that stuff.
I wish it was a way I could just disappear for the winter months and come back. I mean, look, live on location in the snowstorm. We'll be out here for 3 months doing a story. No, let me quit. All right. Now, Zam, did you do early voting? Let's just get down to it.
Oh, yeah, I voted last week.
I gotta turn my mic up. I need my earphones, but I can hardly hear. Who's that? Going down. Oh my God. So you didn't prepare. What was last week like? Since we, you know, Monday we can't really say how was your week. So I have to say how was last week. Oh, how was the weekend?
The weekend was good. The weekend was good. I got to spend time with four of my six grandbabies. I talked to the fifth one, and the sixth one is being off the chain. Yeah.
Now, I saw that Renee said that she hated that she couldn't be a part. Was that for this weekend, or what's going down? Did you see you talking? Because I stalk all my family members. They just don't know. I saw that Justin said that we need to go ahead, and he still believes we need to form a choir. I agree with him wholeheartedly. You understand me? I don't know what's so difficult about it. You know, you say, hey, everybody be here at this certain time with your mask on. We finna sing. You understand me?
I suppose, but I think our cousins in Austin, our Austin cousins had a get together this weekend, and that's probably what she's talking about.
Oh, yeah, the cousin day.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't have been able to make it either, but I would have FaceTimed somebody so I could have said, hey, you know.
Yeah.
But no. Yeah. I don't think I'm gonna be doing. Well, I know I'm not gonna be doing any more traveling. I went to Houston to see some of the fam a couple of weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, and it'll probably be next spring or so before I go back out and start visiting again.
Yeah. That's how I feel about traveling. You know, I traveled to get old Blue B. Yeah, he's medium size. Compared to our biggest person, but let's move on.
Yeah.
But
I love traveling. It's just with everything going on right now with COVID and all that stuff,
right.
I just keep myself out of mix.
Yeah, I understand that. Because some folks think COVID ain't real.
Well, I mean, and I've heard of at least a couple of people who thought it was a game until the wife got it.
Right.
You know, and now it's something serious and everybody moping and, you know, dead. But I mean, it is what it is until it ain't.
That's right. That's the truth. It is what it is until it ain't. So them like old lights go out. You know, I say it's like a it's like, why not? People don't believe till somebody die. I hate that we like that, you know.
Yeah.
I'd rather just believe and live and then find out it was a hoax. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then to not believe and boom, I'm dead. Then I ain't got no more thoughts on it. Period. It's over with. I can't even think about it. I can't even say, you know what? They were right. Thing is real.
Well,
I'm dead.
At that point, you ain't thinking about that no way. You thinking about moving
you
forward,
too.
You know, what you got coming.
Yeah. Yeah. You too. Woo. Lord have mercy. Into way.
But
so,
this past weekend was good. How about yours?
Let's see. Honestly, this weekend, what did I do? Do I remember? No, I don't. I think, what did I do Saturday? Saturday I did a show. I had a young lady on my show named Brandy Fireball. She got on there and preached that gospel. And then later on, I started making my bottles. I did a bunch of bottle painting and bottle wrapping, and they came out so gorgeous. I done got addicted to metallic paint, so all of my bottles are very, very beautiful. Those of you that would like, let me do this quick little pitch. Those of you that would like to donate bottles to me, yes, to me, all you got to do is send them. Make sure you wrap them well, bubble wrap. Those little foam peanuts, throw them in the box. Send them to 59. You thought I was going to say 23? No. 5967 South Town. Yes, Houston, Texas, 77033. Send them on in because I need them. I'm making bottles into art. And soon I'll be able to do an exhibit and sell them and all that good stuff. I'm trying to get as much merch as I can, art pieces together. I want to sell these bottles as a set. So it's like they come, well, sometimes people want to buy one bottle. Okay. But you can buy a set, you know. You can give me the colors that you want to do. You may have bottles and you say, okay, can you do this bottle? Yes, I can. Yes, I can. It turned out so well. All I need to know is your color scheme. I just had to throw that out there for those of you that would like some art. Anyway, so that's what I did Saturday evening. I just made bottles till I just got sick of it. And then Sunday morning I preached. And then Sunday evening I just put a movie on. I was basically by myself, so I just went to sleep. Yeah, so that was fun, I guess. You know.
You guess.
I mean, well, Saturday was cool. Sunday, wait a minute. Since we're on this, what did you do? Let me tell you about this movie I watched. This movie, what is the name of the movie, Jane? Chi-Rack. Let me tell y'all something.
Oh, yeah.
Damn, you heard that movie?
Yeah, that's been out for a while. I haven't watched it. I've seen, you know, I've skipped by it and stuff, but I haven't seen it. I haven't watched it.
Listen, all I'm going to say is, and when I saw Spike Lee, it didn't dawn on me that this could be something off the rails. So it started off good. I was following. I said, okay. This is gun violence in Chi-Town. You know, in Chicago. Chicago is known for violence and all that. I was like, this going to be a movie where they come against violence. You know, I was like, this movie good. I done tweeted it out. Hey, y'all, I'm watching Chi-Rack. You know, this movie is good so far. I even put some video clips on my Twitter. Okay, dropped it on Instagram. Girl, listen, movie just took a turn, right? Okay. I still receive the point.
It is Spike Lee.
Yeah, it's Spike Lee. This is the thing. This, I couldn't be too mad. The movie took a turn, and I was like, you know what? You ever felt like you wasted some hours, and you're mad, not at the movie, but that you just can't get the, you can't get the time back.
The time
you can't get
you
the 2 hours back.
That you, right. Yeah. So
oh,
you
my God. Yeah, because you'd be glued to the TV. You'd be like, this got to turn around. Let me tell you what happened. So I was so into the beginning that when the thing took a turn, I said, he got to make this go full circle.
Right.
So the beginning of the movie and the end of the movie was great. The middle of the movie, they could have just chopped it up and made it an hour movie. They could have left out the rest of it. You know, it had stars like Nick Cannon, Angela Bassett, Samuel Jackson. Who else it got? It had, what's his name? David Chappelle, Wesley Snipes. I'm like, man, this is star study, right? This is about to be off the chain. I was so mad right there in the middle of that movie. Yeah, it's changed. I was sitting on the edge of the couch like, this got to turn around. This movie got to. I done posted this everywhere. This got to turn around. I said, I got to go take this off of all my social media. But I said, no, you know what? I was like, no, you know what? I put it on there. I'm going to stand strong in my conviction. Because the beginning, if people can sit through the whole movie to the end, it's all good. But I couldn't believe Angela Bassett played in something like that. But I think when Spike Lee called people, I guess, you know, if Spike Lee called me and said, hey, I need you to play an old lady at the gas station, you know, in one of my movies. Spike Lee called me. I'm going to be in it. You know what I'm saying?
Hmm. Yeah, somebody going to watch it.
Somebody going to watch it.
Yeah.
But that was. The middle of it was trash. Now, there's a review. Oh, God. Yes, it was bougie trash. Oh, my Lord. Now, I want to start doing a restaurant review, right? A restaurant review for my magazine. Now, tell me about, is there any restaurants where you are that's notable that you could tell me about? You can't send me no food or whatever. I can't get an Uber Eats with it, but at least I can hear about it and all that good stuff. Who you know? What you know?
I know of someone, and I've had a recipe. There's a barbecue joint that just opened up that we haven't tried yet. They're doing a soft opening at the moment by invitation only. So I'll let you know about that one when I hit it up. But there's a lady here who she doesn't have a restaurant. She's not in a place, but she does cook, and it is great. And actually, our brothers have had some. Probably everybody over there that lives in that house has had something from her. But her name is Andrea Maddie. Andrea Maddie. She's actually a Jamaican cook.
Okay.
And her food is off the chain. It really is. To the point to where one of my daughters buys like a full course meal every once in a while. You know, from the meat, the veggies, the sides, everything. And it's all good. And I haven't had oxtails since I was a kid. Since my grandmother was living. And she does oxtails that are ridiculous.
My gosh. Lord have mercy.
Listen, but yeah, that would be a good idea. I'll talk to her about that.
Yeah, all I need you to do when you sit down and eat or whatever, or you know, get a picture of her, get a picture, you know, with her, or you know, however you feel. And I just want to do some restaurant reviews, because they just said that they're reopening Houston, but I don't really think Houston ever shut down. You understand me? That's why the surge, let's not go into that. But there's a lot of good black-owned restaurants, and, that I need to check out, you know. And I like how they have, I can't say it's getting cold, but, you know, they have a lot of patio, a lot of restaurants that are going to patios, you know, you can eat on the patio.
Right.
Or they are letting a limited amount of people in.
Right.
I just received the email from a restaurant. They want me to come out and to an opening that they're doing. So I'm going to go and get my grub on. You know, I'm not allergic. Mm-hmm. I'll try it. I think I got that from Sister Cook. You understand me?
Right.
So I'm going to go and check that out, see what's going on with it, and kind of rep some black businesses. And one thing I always tell people, I said, you know, because we went into and people are like a wave. Oh, Black Lives Matter. Then next thing was support black business. Then people just laid that down. And now it's everybody needs to vote after the voting is over. I'm just trying to see what the next wave is going to be. You know, because it changes. Make sure you bathe. Okay, that's what my husband say. That's going to be the next wave. Make sure you bathe. I can't. It's too much. But, so, yeah, I want to go and check out some restaurants. I want to go to some black businesses, take some pictures with the owners, you know. But the one thing I want to say, and this is not negative, it's the truth. It's not good enough just to be a black business. Where the service has to be good, you know, because some people are like, it's a black business. You should just support because it's a black business. Well, first of all, if the lady in the drive-thru or the waitress is talking crazy to you and you on her nerves and she ain't giving you the service that she's giving, you know what I'm saying? Or whoever, then we gotta take that into account too, you know.
You miss out on people knowing the quality of your business or the quality of your food or the quality of your product because they can't get past the customer service. Mm. You know. So
yeah. That's true. That's true, and you know we had a big discussion about that, and this lady, she got so upset because she was like, how we need to be careful what we say as black people. I say exactly, especially if I'm patronizing your business.
Yeah,
you need to be careful how you handle people, you know. And then I'm gonna just say it because you know. And then you watch a white man or a white woman or somebody of another race. Let me help some folks, they walk in and you are falling over yourself to make sure that they're taken care of, you know. Walk in, you, what's up, homegirl, what's going down, all this. No, I don't need all that. I went to school, you know. I attended classes, actually graduated. So you can talk to me. I'm just saying. You know,
yeah.
One lady, I experienced one lady. She was like, "Hey, girl, just pull up to the thing." I was like,
"Okay, what happened?"
You know, we'll get it right out to you. She's taking her time, you know. And I was a little irritated because I was like, you know, why we do that, you know. I'm not saying all black businesses like that, but we do have some times where you run into a business that you want to support and you want to patronize, but the service is not up to par like it needs to be. I went into some Chinese, what is it? I'm trying to, Asian, I guess I could say that as I say. Asian business where they treat you a certain way. You know what I'm saying? Where they watch you and they handle you, you know, a certain way. I think I went to a buffet stand and the lady was like, I had to leave. I said, please give me a carry out. I got to, you know, I wasn't in there that long, but I got to call my husband, say, come pick him up, blah, 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 blah. I got to go. Give me a carry out. I paid for it. I wasn't here long. Give me a carry out. Well, so one lady gets into an argument with me. No, you have to eat it here. This is a buffet. This is a. I say, hey, I got to go. I need a carry out. She's just going off, right? So I called this other lady, and she's older. I say, ma'am, I need a carry out. I need to go pick my husband up. She went in the room and got a carry out and brought it to me. I said, now, was that that hard? Ooh, that lady was hot. I think that was the first time I saw an Asian lady turn red. She was hot. I said, well, anyway, you know, you have to learn how to treat one another when you go into these places and patronize, not just in restaurants, but in businesses, period. Like you said, it's a product. How do you present your product? How do you package your product? You know, do it make somebody want to buy from you again? You know? I'm just saying.
Yeah, sometimes that attitude will make people say, you know what, I'm not coming back. And if I do give a review or if I do mention them, it won't be anything good. You know?
And I think some people are passive and they be like, oh, you know, whatever, you know. But I think we need to be exposed. You know what I'm saying? You know, people are handling. Now, when we talk about racial, you know, because we are in a racially, how you say it? We have racial tension in this world at this moment, right?
We're racially
sensitive. I don't know how to put it. But everybody is in a place where you have to be careful what you say, how you say it, who you say it to. Because what they call them, Karens, what they call them, the white ladies that be Karens? Yeah, they call them Karens. You know, I saw the video of the lady got beat up in the gas station, white lady, because she called the girl to come back to where she came from. Oh, call a nigga or something. And baby, she went ahead and worked over. And I said, Lord have mercy. I bet she didn't see that coming. I bet she didn't. Whole thing. Anyway. But it has, you have to be careful in this day and time, especially what you say and to who you say it to. How you treat people, you know. How you present yourself, because everything is heightened right now. You there? You said trying on clothes.
I'm here.
You said trying on clothes.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Hold on.
You said you was trying on clothes, getting ready for.
Oh yeah, I'm chick. I'm leaning across the bed and yeah. Oh wait a minute. You know how mother used to lean across the bed. You know she'd be standing on the side and she'd lean across the bed and fold her arms and be sitting on the elbows a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's me right now.
Man. Man,
yeah.
If mother was still alive, how old would she be?
Oh, don't start me lying. Okay, if anybody knows the answer to that and you're listening, I need y'all to chime
Please
in.
Do. Yes. Yes, yes. I think on next show we need to get a special guest for my family, for my Webster Cook James. Well, I could go down the list of names, but I'd get lost. Let's see, Webster Cook James Martin, bunch of them.
Yeah.
And talk to them on the air. I got lost. I was like, yeah, Janice, don't even try. Daughter.
Yeah, there are a lot of us.
There's a lot all over the place. But a lot of them have businesses, churches, music, Kenneth Dwayne. I think he's an artist. I've been following him for real. And it's just we got a lot of folks. I think our cousin John, his daughter is an artist.
Mm-hmm.
And I connected with her on Instagram. You know, so we got a lot. Thinking this new last couple of months of the new year, we're going to start bringing on family members, talking about their businesses, things they do, having good conversations and reminiscing about, I don't know if I can say the good old days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the country days. Let's put it that way. My God. All right. What else you want to talk about, Zaya? You got any topics?
I don't have any topics per se right now. But I will brag on my grandbabies a little bit. So that's all the
to
topic
to
me.
Oh yeah, so adorable.
And luckily they're cute and smart. Luckily they have both. Brylin is Brylin is on point. He's my third oldest, and he loves math, and he's four, but he's doing double digit addition, like
what?
10 plus 4, 10 plus 10. 10 plus, you know, he's in
what?
It. I meant
Brady Jameson.
I meant Bryson. It's 2 B's. Brylin and Bryson. But Bryson is the oldest brother. It's Bryson.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then I have the 2 Z's. Like I said, they were all here this weekend, and I told you they're off the chain. And they
mm-hmm.
need to be on somebody's show, Nickelodeon, Disney Channel, something. They need to be somewhere. And then little Kennedy, that's Diva Kennedy, I should say, Princess Kennedy. Yeah, that was off the chain, something else. But I guess when you're one and you're drinking Starbucks, that's just what that is.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Don't just go on past that. The baby is already on the coffee.
Oh, the baby was on the coffee before one. Oh, yeah. So when I say Diva Kennedy or Princess Kennedy, that's what that is.
Lord have mercy.
That is what that is.
Oh, my goodness.
My oldest one, Britt. I mean, I didn't get to see him this weekend, but I hung out with him last weekend. He had a blast. He's so in the cars, and I just don't know.
How old is
Britt?
Like, how old is Britt now?
Wait a minute. What year was he born in? I think he's 10.
His daddy on here. His daddy's.
Oh, he'll be 10. He'll be 10 next year on his birthday.
Not next year. I'm tripping. In November on his birthday.
In November. Oh, November what?
November what, Justin? You sure are. Look, I just do good to remember my birthday. 15th, November
15th. Oh, okay, because I was saying Mari's birthday is on the 3rd.
Look out, Mari. We are learning things on this phone call. But, yeah, so at 1 year, he told his dad that he wanted to ride in a Ferrari. Was it a Ferrari or a Lamborghini for his birthday? It was one of the two. I know. He didn't want the truck or the car. He didn't want, like, a Hot Wheels. He wanted to ride in a Lambo for his birthday. So we were actively looking for dealerships that somebody would take him for a test ride in a Lamborghini. Yeah. And I think a couple of years ago we took him to a car show in Dallas, and he was telling us about the different cars and everything. It was just crazy. He's always been like that. He likes cars and all that kind of stuff.
It has always blown my mind. Oh, my Lord. Every time I see him, I mean, he just always rich. And he always got something exciting to say. I just wait for it. Oh,
yeah,
man. Oh, I got to see everybody. I got to see all the babies. I got to hold them, of course, with hand sanitizer first and a mask on, and hold all the babies. Hey, babies. All the babies got the fat cheeks, and they just got, look, they're so big. I be watching the pictures and stuff. I be like, oh, my Lord, I'm missing everything.
Let me give you a heads up.
Okay.
Bryson, you're not gonna hold. Bryson,
okay, I got
you're
that.
Not gonna hold.
Kennedy, okay, cool.
You're not gonna hold. So pretty much.
Are they gonna let me look at them at least?
They might let you look at them, but not with their mom and them not there.
Oh, okay.
Their parents have to be there. Because boo, let me tell you. Cause I have a tough time with those three. They just
Okay. Well, what they like? Do they like what they like? Popsicles, donuts. What is it? I got the.
Okay, no lie. If you want to get next to Bryson, go to him with numbers.
Okay.
With numbers, gotcha. Just throw it out there. You know, what do you say? Highlight his number ability. You know, ask him to count to 100 for your by 10.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
That's how you get to him now, Bryson. I honestly don't know.
Oh my Lord. I'm gonna have to start video chatting with my nieces and nephews. I got a video chat so I can see my babies so they can see their auntie and know who I am. You know. Because when families grow, you know, they have a tendency to have distance. You know, you don't know.
Yeah.
You see a family reunion, but one thing I don't want to do is not know me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I think that is that's not good. You should know your family because it's a lot of folks.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, I don't know.
Yeah, and I'm just going to be real with you. You know, everybody lives their own lives day to day and they go about their business, and at the end of the day, they don't factor that in. You know what I'm saying? It's just so much other stuff going on. It's not that we don't love or care about our family. It's just that
Exactly.
You know,
life is happening.
I have my family, you know, my children and my grandchildren, and we're busy doing stuff and stuff. So it's not like I don't think about the rest of the family. It's just that I'm so busy thinking about mine.
Yeah, you got
you
your
know,
hub. So. You got, you know, it's just like Sister Cook and Dad Head. They hub. You get what I'm saying? They got their football games, literally.
Yeah.
And then you had Aunt Lou and her kids, you know, just how it went.
Yeah.
But, you know, like I say, you know, eventually everybody will have to make that effort. That's why they designate family reunions and stuff like that, which really I feel like I told Sister Cook, when this lifts a little bit, we do need to make some type of effort to have that birthday bash again. Because that's really the time.
It was actually supposed to be this year in August.
Yeah.
When COVID hit at the beginning of the year, it was like everything was just canceled.
Yeah. Because I ain't going to lie, I'm missing everybody. I'm missing people, you know. I see pictures of Mayor kids. I'll be like, oh, Lord Jesus. I haven't even got a chance to hold Justin, baby. I'm like, look. Then I look, I say, Lord, help me, Jesus. You know, I gotta see everybody. But like I say, you know, it's going to come. We're going to get to that day, you know, where we can all get. But I think this pandemic has shown people the importance of relationships. The very thing that you took for granted, which is time. Now, you don't have that intimate time with your, you can't just have it like that no more, you know? You know, so we had the freedom to go and do it, and it was easy, but you just didn't. Now,
you don't have that freedom, and you want to go everywhere and do everything.
And do everything.
And everybody. And now is not the time. Please don't come knock on my door.
Look, now you all of a sudden you got this video call.
Yeah, video call.
That's what I'm going to do to Mary, because she ain't video call me. Justin ain't video call me and show me them babies or nothing. That's all right. That's all right. They going to call me and let me see the baby. They going to say, that's your crazy, ain't it, right there. That's all I need you to do.
Oh, you're not just an auntie, you're a great auntie.
Great auntie, yes. I'm a great one.
Great.
That's right. I'm great. That's right, y'all.
Sister Cook is a great granny.
A great grandma. A great granny. Lord, listen, somebody had nerve tell me, which is right, you know. But they had nerve to me say, your kids ain't gave you a grandbaby yet. I say, wait a minute, hold up. First of all, what you mean give me one? You understand me? I give children back. I give them back. Now, do I have any grandchildren? No, I don't have none yet that I know of. You know, I got my own dairy on because I don't know about his business right now. But at the same time, no, I have none yet. And you know, I love my grandbabies if they come when they come. I'm going to love on them. I'm going to fatten them up. I'm going to spoil them. Then I'm going to send them home to harass their parents.
Mm-hmm.
Most definitely. Harass them, give them a hard time. Say, Danny, say, I can have this. I'm going to have it. They're going to get beat. I know they are. Their parents going to whoop their behind. You know, then I'm going to have to pull up with the car running. The kids going to have to dive in. We're going to take off, and it's okay. I mean for my kids to go through what they put me through. I mean for it.
Well,
God, is that good?
You know, I kind of look forward to having mine. I really don't. And when they leave, it's like I miss them when they're gone because they just so off the chain when I have them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm going to love them like that, Zan. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about when you bring them home for 5 or 6 days and
Mama Candy watching 5 or 6 days and all that. I love my grand. I'm gonna love them. I'm gonna hate to see them go, but they got to go.
But they gonna go. Huh?
Yeah, they gonna go. They gonna come back, but they gonna go. You know. Then I'm gonna call and say, hey, drop that ball off at the top. That's how it's gonna go. And they gonna do it because their kids gonna wear them out. Gonna wear them out because they wore me out. This is the way it's gonna work. In my mind.
Yeah. Well.
So.
When I get a bigger place, I'll watch one of Kirby's. Now that baby of Kirby, I'm not watching that. I'll watch the old ones, and I'm not watching the young ones because they're younger than Loki, off the chain.
Well, I need to see everybody. I want to see everybody. Yes.
Well, I'm gonna send you a picture of them too when we get off the phone.
Oh, awesome! Thank you so much. Oh, y'all know I love pictures. I'm like my daddy. My daddy loves pictures. People tell me I take too many pictures, but I believe that when you capture that moment in time, you always have something to look back on. Always, you know. Send me pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Please send me pictures. I got pictures of Renee when she graduated from high school. I got pictures of her and her husband when they was just dating. I got pictures of table waiting. I got so many pictures, y'all. Got it from my daddy. And they messed around.
Mm-hmm.
See, I think his daddy had a camera phone. It would be a mess. He had to get so much extra storage for his phone. It'd be ridiculous. But anyway. But we got about 10 minutes left in the show. I think we can talk on some good stuff today. I just want to make sure everybody gets out to vote. Okay, I did early voting. Soon as the polls opened, I was out there. And I'm not talking about the stripper polls. Okay. Jesus, some of your mind in the gutter. I'm not talking about the stripper polls. I'm talking about going out there and voting. Go vote. And don't be waiting till the last minute. Tell me, I'm going to do it. It's very important that your voice is heard in this election. Understand it. Make it a family affair. Get everybody together. Say, we all going, not your baby, because they got to be 18. You know? Don't say, Angie, hey, Denise told you to take the babies to the pump. That is not what I said. That's not what I said. So make sure y'all get out and vote. Make sure... some people don't like to talk about the current imitation of a president that we have, but it's all good. It's a lot of people that agree with Donald Trump, you know. There's one person that agreed with Donald Trump that I didn't even know was a Donald Trump supporter, but let's move on. But anyway, go vote. That's my last plug. Damn, anything you want to say before we get off this show tonight?
No. I'm just picturing my outfit for tomorrow. I think I got it.
You got it, girl. Listen, make sure you take a picture of it, send it to me so I can be jealous of the fact that it's cold where you are and it's hot like the middle of summer here. All I'm saying, at the end of October, going into November, we still trying to make sure the AC works in the car. Let's move on. We want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. Damn, go ahead and sign out for us.
Thanks for coming in tonight, for listening in, and have a great rest of your week, and we'll see you back here same time next Monday.
Hey, and I agree with her. See you later. Be blessed. It's a good girl.